Cornell University is refusing to release its full report into the practices of a professor who lost his research and teaching positions there after allegations of academic misconduct. But one of the people who signed an open letter asking for the report to be made public says he respects the university's decision. WXXI's Brett Dahlberg has more.
Brian Wansink had been the head of Cornell's Food and Brand Lab, and he had a hand in the development of new federal dietary guidelines in 2010. Earlier this year, after the Journal of the American Medical Association retracted six of Wansink's articles in one day, Cornell decided he would spend the remainder of the academic year cooperating with the university in an ongoing review of his research. Nick Brown is one of a small group of academics who started looking into Wansink's work in 2016. Brown wrote a letter to the university, signed by 50 other academics from Fayetteville, Arkansas to Zurich, Switzerland, asking Cornell to release the full text of its review. And now Cornell has refused, saying the inquiry relied on the testimony of people who need to be kept anonymous. Brown says he understands, and he's happy with the reply that the university did release.
It has listed an awful lot of things. It's listed some stuff in there that we didn't even complain about. For example, there's something about inappropriate attribution or authorship, which is something we never looked at.
And Brown says the university's response to his letter confirms something he'd suspected about Wansink's research. Falsified data.
It's kind of the unforgivable one. So that to us was a really significant development from this letter.
The university says it's moving ahead with a Phase 2 investigation that will look into whether Wansink's misconduct extends to any federally funded research. Brett Dahlberg, WXXI News.